The departure of Mexico's ambassador from the World Trade Organization could complicate trade disputes between the U.S. and Mexico, Arizona's largest trading partner. Bloomberg News reports Mexico's current trade representative to the WTO in Geneva is preparing to leave. This follows news that Mexico's president could also close Mexico's trade office in Washington to free up money for domestic spending programs. Joining us to find out more about what this means is Sapna Gupta, a senior policy analyst at the Morrison Institute for Public Policy at ASU. Sapna, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So your research focuses on trade between Mexico and the U.S. Let's talk about if Mexico does pull its ambassador from the WTO. Does that bode ill for trade agreements, or does it have nothing to do with that?
Actually, it's in between the two. So if Mexico pulls its ambassador from the WTO, that means that it's reinvesting its efforts in domestic policies. The WTO itself is an international organization with representatives from each country. Over 160 countries participate in the WTO. Its main role is to enforce and establish rules and regulations that govern global trade, as well as to arbitrate when there's trade disputes between countries. So actually, in terms of the negotiations that are happening on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, which is a follow-up to NAFTA between the U.S. and Mexico, that should not have an impact on it. To some degree, it could be a distraction to Mexican authorities that are and officials who are negotiating with the U.S. Trade Representative, Robert Lighthizer. However, what's important to know is that the individual negotiations going on between the U.S. and Mexico are done at the federal level with a different office, not the WTO.
When you're talking about something as potentially impactful as the new NAFTA, as you referred, how significant could that kind of distraction be? I mean, could that be a big problem or maybe just more of a bump in the road?
I think it leans more towards being a bump in the road because, again, Mexico and the U.S. are trade partners. The U.S. is Mexico's most important trade partner. And right now, Mexico's trade with the U.S. is actually surpassing when it comes to manufactured goods with that of Canada, at least in the first part of the year. So both countries, the U.S. trade representative and the Mexican counterpart, will be very careful in terms of negotiating the new NAFTA, now known as the UMCA. However, in the U.S., the UMCA has not been ratified by Congress. And at this point, Congress is unlikely or often elected officials, congressional officials are reluctant to ratify an agreement during an election period.
So does not having an ambassador to the WTO potentially put Mexico at risk if there are trade disputes?
Well, what's important to know is that Mexico, by not having a representative of the WTO, yes, it would be at a slight disadvantage. It will not have a seat at the table. The Mexican ambassador to the WTO was the chair of a committee on rules and regulations. By removing him, it actually slows down the work of that committee that was establishing rules and regulation, and it removes Mexico's voice from it. So, yes, it's not good for the WTO to have a country like Mexico remove its trade representative. However, the WTO is an international organization. It has a staff. It has several committees. It can continue. However, the important thing is the signal that Mexico is sending to the WTO in terms of removing the ambassador. Now, these reports right now haven't been confirmed. The ambassador hasn't commented. However, The Mexican president, Manuel López Obrador, has put a resolution or a law that would shift resources from trade offices to social programs. The law hasn't been ratified by both chambers, but it could be. And so that's a big signal.
It's interesting you mentioned sending a signal because it seems like so much of international relations, so much of diplomacy is sort of sending these signals between different countries. And I'm interested in what kind of signal it might mean that Mexico would not have a representative at the WTO anymore.
Yeah, in terms of a signal for the WTO, it's an indication. It's more of a signal from President López Obrador to his constituency in Mexico, saying, here it is, I know the economy is slowing down. I am taking resources to focus on the people of Mexico. However, we can be confident that trade negotiations between the U.S. and Mexico will continue. Trade negotiations between Mexico and other countries will continue. It is a signal, more than anything, to the Mexicans and the Mexican population.
Okay. Sapna Gupta is a senior policy analyst at the Morrison Institute for Public Policy at ASU. Sapna, thanks for the time today.
Thank you for having me.